know that I let them know that I know the game plan in and out, and I'll be the player. I'll be the guy that you want to have out there on the field that know his job and help the guys around him. This is one of those decisions that going into the year, I wanted to do everything possible to put myself in that situation to be able to make that decision at the end of the year. And I felt I did that as a player, proving myself as an all-around player that could cover and tackle. So, and I sat down with my family and I told them that's what I want to do, and they supported me on my decision. I had a couple of meetings with him. He thought I should come back, but I was pretty confident in my decision and I stuck with it. I might have still would have left if we wouldn't have won. So, never know. We won, so I couldn't say if we wouldn't have won. My draft evaluation paper said second round. So. I can contribute on the special teams too. I also return, but I really didn't get a chance to show up because we had, of course, Javier Arenas. So I also return. So I think that can set me apart too. So Fort Union, I was able to elevate my game. You know, coming out of high school, I played running back. So really, that was my first introduction to playing cornerback. So. I started out on the right foot. I was able to elevate my game and get physical. Learn how to be physical there as a corner. And you know, I ended up at Alabama with Coach Saban, which you know he's the DB coach, and you know his defensive mind. So it helped me out a whole lot. Originally, Vanderbilt sent me to a prep school, and they was gonna switch me to running DB, and so. I decided to take that route, and once I got there, they moved me to DB because of Vanderbilt's decision, so that's why I ended up playing corner. Why did you bail on Vanderbilt? Vanderbilt wanted me to make higher on my test, but I was already eligible for everybody else, and so I just decided that I didn't want to take the test anymore, and that's how it came out. No, I haven't met with Baltimore yet. I met with Cleveland. I met with Jacksonville. I met with the Texans. I met with New York, and I have a couple other meetings tonight. The Jets. So I have a couple other meetings tonight. So. Yeah, I think it has. You know, we play the NFL type defense, so it shows that. My mind capacity is maybe a lot stronger than some of the other players here in the draft as far as learning the defense in the 3-4. So I think it helped me out a whole lot. I was 5'10", 196. Tony Fleming of Impact Sports. March the 10th. No, I don't. I think I have 13 meetings tonight. So, yeah. I'm not really sure what the team. I just have the times and the room numbers, so I'm really sure what the teams are.
How does your game translate to the next level?
I want to get better in everything I do as far as my game, as far as my technique, but I think my physicality will help me a whole lot at the line of scrimmage. You know, so we play a lot of press man. I think that'll help me a whole lot to be able to transfer from college to the next level. I don't think it'll be a problem for me. Like I said, I play for Coach Saban, and you know, our playbook is just as thick as maybe offensive playbook. So we put in 5-6 defensive plays a day. So I don't think that'll be a problem for me. Yeah, it did, but it's not that I had a problem with discipline. So I mean, I didn't have a problem with discipline. So, but it helped me though. Yeah. I'm not really sure if it's similar to the Patriots, but from past guys that played with me and have gone on to the NFL, they told me some of the terminology and some of the things are the same. So I'm not really sure if it's the same as the Patriots.
What do you hear from your guys
It just depending on how I run. That's a lot what I'm hearing. Just depending on how I run, maybe late first, early second. So I'm hoping to come out on Tuesday, have a good showing, and who knows, possibly boost me up into that first round. Last 40, thinking high 4.4 before the season. My goal is 4.45 or better. So. I think it really doesn't matter to me. I could play zone up, man, but like I say, I like playing man. I like getting in your face. Like I say, either it's gonna be you or me, and 10 times out of 10, I bet on myself. So. The strangest? No, to be honest, I haven't really got any strange questions yet, so I'm pretty sure they'll come, but I haven't really got any yet. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's just the way the apple fall sometimes, but I guess because he was so valuable in the return game, and maybe because I mean he had a couple more picks than I did, so maybe that's the reason why. But I'm not really sure why that is like that. So. Yeah, it is. They're making it a little harder for the corners now. You know, the offensive players are so fragile. So, but, you know, those are the rules, and you just got to learn to play by them. So, I mean, I don't think, like I said, I don't think it'll be a problem adjusting to that.